From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva without any foreign interference. Nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim commenting to reporters today in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Mualim did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi. In this, the third day of a major Iraqi offensive trying to retake the key city lost 7 months ago. Iraqi officials say IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives as well as snipers and civilians as human shields in an effort to slow the Iraqi advance. Meanwhile, the UN Food Program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
Marwa Awad is a food program spokesperson. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed 3 days after officials said they needed extra time to organize the vote. The polls for president and parliament were scheduled for this weekend, Sunday, but sources in the National Election Authority tell VOA the polls have now been moved to Wednesday, December 30th. This is VOA.